Don't Hold Back. Written by Kuri Kuri. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, My Hero Academia. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Aizawa Shota, also known as Eraserhead, and President Mike. Also tagged for sex pollen, overstimulation, multiple orgasms, smut, and friends to lovers. Author's notes. Warning. Obviously, there are some consent issues in this fic, because it's a sex pollen fic. I tried to mediate some of them, but actual healthy consent is explicit and ongoing, so... At first, Hizashi thinks it's a joke. Person with designated prior consent in the case of medically severe aphrodisiac exposure, he reads off the medical form, his eyebrows rising up towards his hairline. Hey, Shota, is this a misprint or... Apparently there was a high-profile incident last year. Shota snorts as he fills out his own form. Yet another piece of paperwork required to renew their pro-hero licenses. While Hizashi recognizes that the new licensing standards have their merits, all the new paperwork is a pain in the ass. I didn't think things like that actually happened, Hizashi says, grimacing slightly. I thought fuck-or-die scenarios were just a hero-themed porn trope. Who the hell am I supposed to designate? Just put me down, Shota replies, making Hizashi's brain short-circuit for a moment. We can designate each other. What? Hizashi sputters, his cheeks flushing a little pink. I trust you, Shota says easily, as if deciding to give Hizashi permission to have sex with him should he ever get drugged out of his mind is an easy decision. I'll find someone else if you're not comfortable with it, though. The thought of Shota out of his mind with lust and having sex with someone else flashes through Hizashi's mind, and he finds himself blurting out, "No!" Probably a little more quickly than he should have. No, it's, you can put me down. I mean, we kissed that one time in our second year of high school. Well, it's a little sex between friends if it's for medical purposes, right? Huh. Medical purposes. He writes down Shota's name and signs the bottom of the form. It's a good 3 years before the medical form actually becomes relevant, and by that time, Hizashi's almost entirely forgotten about it. Aphrodisiac quirks are significantly less common than porn would have you believe. Still, it appears they do exist. It's almost midnight when Hizashi gets the call, waking him back up right after he'd finally dozed off for the night. Hello? Hizashi says when he answers the phone, his voice cloudy with sleep. Yamada Hizashi? An unfamiliar voice asks. Yes? Hizashi replies, focusing up a little more as he registers the seriousness in the other person's tone. I'm calling from Ogawa Hospital, the person says, and Hizashi feels like all the air has just been knocked out of his lungs. A man named Aizawa Shota was just admitted, and you're the contact listed on his A57 form. A57 form? Hizashi repeats, shifting his phone to his other hand as he drags himself out of bed and starts getting dressed as quickly as he can without putting the phone down. The prior consent form, the person replies, their tone going a little awkward. It takes Hizashi a moment to put the pieces together, but the moment he does, he goes stock still. The fuck or die one? He blurts out, the words spilling out of his mouth before he can manage to hold them in. I suppose that's one way of putting it, yes? The poor hospital staff member replies. Although, I should remind you that despite being listed as Mr. Aizawa's emergency contact on his A57 form, you still have a legal right of refusal as far as medical assistance goes. Although the effects of the aphrodisiac quirk should dissipate more quickly with a partner, it would be possible to manage his condition without your help. The, but it wouldn't be pleasant, goes unsaid. I'll be there in about 15 minutes, Hizashi says simply, already putting his boots on. With that, he hangs up and grabs his keys. He starts towards the door, but then hesitates for a moment, before ducking into the bathroom to quickly brush his teeth. He doesn't spare the time to brush his hair, but he suspects that Shota will probably be too far gone by the time he gets to the hospital to actually notice. That, and having a minty, fresh-tasting mouth is probably more important than having neat hair, considering what they'll be getting up to. Oh God, he's going to have sex with Shota! Truthfully, while he's imagined having sex with Shota hundreds of times, this is a scenario he's never really considered before. And certainly not one he'd ever thought feasible. Briefly, he wonders if he's still asleep and dreaming. But when he pinches himself, nothing happens. By the time he finally gets to the hospital, his heart rate seems to have increased tenfold, and he hopes his nervousness doesn't show on his face as a nurse leads him to Shota's room. There's a call button in the room that you can use to alert the nurse on duty if you have any issues, the nurse says, stopping in front of the door to Shota's private hospital room. There are some supplies already inside, and hopefully with your help the aphrodisiac's effects should wear off sometime within the next 6 hours. 6 hours sounds like a very long time. Thanks, Hizashi says awkwardly. The nurse gives him a curt nod in reply before letting him into the room. Hizashi doesn't think that anything could have prepared him for the sight that actually greets him. Shota's sprawled out on the bed, completely naked. His usual tracksuit is crumpled on the floor next to the blanket from the bed, as if he'd clawed them off of himself, suffocated by the heat. He looks overheated, too, his face flushed red and his breathing labored, and when his gaze finally lands on Hizashi, there's something dazed and desperate about it. Zashi, Shota pants, and Hizashi feels his own cheeks heat at the breathy, needy edge to Shota's tone. So, Hizashi says, swallowing thickly before making his way over to the bed. Need a hand? I hate you, Shota groans, but Hizashi can see the corners of his lips quirk up into the barest hint of a smile. Fuck, get over here. I'll take that as a yes, Hizashi replies, kicking off his boots and socks and making his way over to the bed. As soon as he gets close enough, though, Shota drags him down into a rough kiss with enough force that Hizashi stumbles a little, almost losing his balance and crashing down on top of Shota. The kiss is sloppy and harsh, but Shota doesn't seem to care, his nails digging into Hizashi's back hard enough that Hizashi can feel them even through his t-shirt. Hey, Hizashi says, breaking away from the kiss and pinning down one of Shota's shoulders, forcing him to stay still for a moment. Hey, are you actually okay with this? Because I know we signed those forms a few years back, but... Hizashi, Shota interrupts, looking up at Hizashi with dark eyes, pupils blown wide with arousal. I have not been able to get off for the past half hour, and I need... He cuts himself off with a frustrated, needy noise. I just need to come already. Hizashi doesn't really know what to say to that. So instead, he leans in for another kiss. This one's a little less frantic than the last one, but it's no less sloppy, hot and wet and open-mouthed. The longer they kiss for, though, the more agitated Shota becomes, his nails scratching against Hizashi's back as he tries to pull them even closer together. Hizashi, Shota starts when they break apart, but whatever he was planning on saying is cut off by a low moan as Hizashi wraps a hand around his cock, stroking slowly. It's that throaty, sex-rough moan that really drives things home for Hizashi. So far, this whole situation has felt so surreal that even after pinching himself earlier, he was still half convinced that he was dreaming. That moan, though, it sounds far too real and vivid for Hizashi's imagination to have ever come up with it. Although he's sure that now it'll be branded into his mind permanently, popping up whenever he fantasizes about Shota. Hizashi repositions himself a little, moving back to settle between Shota's legs. As he wraps his hand around Shota's cock again, he can't help but let his eyes wander a little, taking in the sight of Shota spread out in front of him. Shota looks utterly shameless like this, lying on his back with his legs spread wide, completely naked and flushed prettily, the redness staining his cheeks and spreading down towards his chest. In the end, it only takes a few firm strokes before Shota's coming with a soft moan, spilling across his chest. Idly, Hizashi thinks that he must have really been on edge. Unfortunately, though, despite having just come, Shota's cock hasn't softened at all. Five, Shota mumbles, making Hizashi frown at him in confusion. I have to come 5 times before it'll wear off, or I have to wait 12 hours. Well, shit. One down, 4 to go, Hizashi says, trying to keep his tone light. And hey, that first one wasn't so bad, right? Then again, Shota did say he'd been trying to get off for the past half hour, which means that getting him to come a second time will probably be a bit more difficult. Still, Hizashi has some tricks up his sleeve. With that, Hizashi leans down and takes the head of Shota's cock into his mouth. Shota lets out a surprised sound, and his hands automatically go to tangle in Hizashi's hair, holding tightly but not tugging. Hizashi, Shota groans, and his hips twitch a little as Hizashi takes him deeper, like he can't decide whether he wants to shy away from Hizashi's mouth or let Hizashi suck him off, still too oversensitive from having just come. As Hizashi puts his hands on Shota's hips, he feels Shota shiver slightly under his touch, and he wonders if Shota is always this sensitive, or if it's just a side effect of the aphrodisiac. He can't hold back a brief flash of bitterness, as he realizes that he'll probably never actually get to find out. Refocusing back on the situation at hand, he slowly takes Shota all the way down, his nose brushing against the dark curls at the base of Shota's cock. He can feel Shota trembling slightly, trying to resist the urge to fuck up into the wet heat of Hizashi's mouth. Hizashi hollows his cheeks and sucks, earning him a strangled moan from Shota, whose hips twitch up slightly, forcing him a little further down Hizashi's throat. Hizashi tightens his grip on Shota's hips a little, before bobbing his head, pulling back to suck at the head of Shota's cock, before taking him all the way down again. Shota's breathing has gotten heavy again, and Hizashi can't help but feel a little smug at how easily he's managed to get calm, collected Shota to this point, panting and moaning and desperate. Granted, it's partially the aphrodisiac he's been spiked with, but Hizashi'd like to take at least some of the credit. As he glances up, His eyes meet Shota's. Somehow, it seems that Shota's eyes have gone even darker, pupils blown wide and eyes half-lidded as he stares down at Hizashi, with an expression that's two parts arousal and one part something Hizashi can't even begin to interpret. Hizashi holds his gaze for a long moment, mouth stretched wide around Shota's cock, but then he lets his eyes slide shut and swallows around Shota. Hizashi pulls out all the tricks he can think of to get Shota to come, humming as he sucks on Shota's cock, before pulling off to lick a long stripe up the underside, tasting the bitter pre-cum there. He uses his hand to jack Shota off for a moment, the movement smooth now that Shota's cock is slick with saliva, before wrapping his lips around the head of Shota's cock again and sucking teasingly. Shota lets out a small, frustrated noise, and Hizashi finally decides to take pity on him, taking him all the way back down again. He bobs his head and feels Shota's hands tighten in his hair. Shota's definitely close. Hizashi, Shota pants, tugging at Hizashi's hair in warning. But Hizashi doesn't pull off, instead swallowing neatly as Shota comes with a low moan. Two down, three to go. Hizashi pulls off Shota's still hard cock with a lewd sound, licking his lips and tasting the salty bitterness of Shota's cum in the back of his throat. Shota looks a little dazed, overwhelmed at having come twice in such quick succession, and Hizashi is suddenly very aware of his own arousal, his hard cock still trapped in his underwear and sweatpants. Abruptly, he remembers the nurse saying something about there being supplies in the room, and as he glances over at the small table next to the bed, his eyes land on a bottle of lube and a box of condoms. He feels Shota give him a tired but curious look as he reaches over to grab the lube, inspecting the label. It's a cheap, water-based brand, and briefly, Hizashi wishes he'd had the foresight to bring the bottle of higher-quality silicone-based lube sitting in his bedside table drawer, and maybe some of his toys, too. Still, he supposes it'll have to do. "You can fuck me if you want," Shota says, his voice still a little sex rough, breaking Hizashi from his thoughts. For a moment, Hizashi thinks he heard wrong. "You want me to fuck you?" Hizashi asks, blinking at Shota owlishly. "I'm just saying it's a possibility," Shota mutters, avoiding Hizashi's eyes, his face flushing even redder than it already is. He pauses for a second, and then adds, "If it is a possibility." It takes Hizashi a moment to realize what Shota's implying, and once he does, he can't keep the surprise off his face. Does Shota honestly think he'd give him a hand job and suck him off without any personal interest, just because, what, he's a good friend? "Oh, it's definitely a possibility," Hizashi says, a smirk spreading across his face as he reaches down to cup himself through his sweatpants, showing off his bulge. "But let's save that for later. First, I want to give this," he holds up the bottle of lube, "a test ride." For a moment, Shota looks confused, but then his face flushes hot again. Hizashi can't help but find it ridiculously cute. "Do you want me to help?" Shota mumbles, but Hizashi shakes his head. "Save your energy and just enjoy the show for now," Hizashi replies, shooting Shota a wink. Shota glares back, but the effect is ruined somewhat by the embarrassment still clear on his face. With that, Hizashi strips off his shirt, quickly followed by his pants and underwear. He can feel Shota's eyes on him, and it sends a little thrill through his body. He ignores the small voice in the back of his head that says the only reason Shota is reacting this way is because he's being affected by some aphrodisiac quirk, and tries to enjoy the moment instead. He repositions himself, placing one knee on either side of Shota's stomach, and then cracks the bottle of lube open, slathering a generous amount on his fingers before reaching back to press them against his hole. It's been a while since he actually had sex with another person, instead of just fucking himself on a toy. And he preps himself a little more quickly than he probably should. Part of him wishes that it were Shota's fingers opening him up, instead of just his own. But Shota already looks exhausted from having come twice, and they're not even halfway through this ordeal. Apparently, Shota's not completely out of energy yet, though, because he reaches out to rest his hands on Hizashi's thighs, running his fingers lightly over the exposed skin. Hizashi can't help but shiver under Shota's touch, but much to his disappointment, Shota's hands don't stray too far upward, apparently content to caress his thighs. Finally, Hizashi rolls a condom down Shota's cock and sinks onto it. Shota lets out a little noise that's halfway between pain and pleasure, apparently still sensitive from having come just a few minutes earlier. "Hey," Hizashi says softly, leaning forward to press a few light kisses to Shota's forehead, his cheeks, his nose. "Hey, Shota, are you hanging in there? We're almost halfway through this." "I'm fine," Shota replies, but his breath hitches slightly as he says it. "I'll be fine. Just what?" Hizashi asks, trying to resist the urge to roll his hips, to feel the weight of Shota inside him. "Just move," Shota groans, his fingernails digging into Hizashi's thighs as he grips them a little tighter. Well, Hizashi's not about to refuse that request. He lifts himself up on his knees, and then sinks back down on Shota's cock, testing the angle. He takes a moment to reposition himself before trying again, and has to bite back a moan as he hits just the right spot this time. Below him, Shota's breathing has gone heavy, and briefly, Hizashi wonders if he's going to have bruises on his thighs tomorrow from how tightly Shota is gripping them. It's been a while since Hizashi's ridden anyone, but he finds his rhythm quickly enough, fucking himself on Shota's cock at a steady pace. When he glances back down at Shota, he finds Shota looking up at him through half-lidded eyes, his hair fanned out around his face in a dark, messy halo. Hizashi's never wanted to wreck someone quite as much as he wants to wreck Shota right now. He quickens his pace a little, earning him a sharp moan from Shota, which is definitely fully on the pleasure side of things now. It sends a rush of heat through Hizashi, and it's so, so hard not to just wrap a hand around his own cock and jack himself off. As much as he'd love to come on Shota's cock like this, his refractory period isn't what it once was, and if he's going to get Shota off 3 more times, he's going to need to wait a little while longer. He really regrets not bringing any of his toys now. Shota feels so good inside of him, though, and he finds himself bracing his hands on Shota's abdomen, trying to ignore the way his thighs have started trembling a little from both the overexertion and the effort of staving off his orgasm. Apparently, Shota's not completely out of energy yet, though, because he thrusts his hips up a little, driving himself deeper into Hizashi's body, and Hizashi can't help the "fuck, Shota" that comes spilling past his lips. "Hizashi," Shota pants, his chest heaving and his cheeks flush red. "Hizashi, I'm really close. I'm..." God, Hizashi doesn't think he's ever going to be able to erase that from his memory. Shota moaning his name and saying that he's close. Honestly, Hizashi's getting years worth of potential jerk-off material out of this. Then again, it also means that it's going to be so much harder to go back to toys and his own right hand now that he knows what Shota feels like, sounds like, tastes like. "Come on, Shota," Hizashi says, rolling his hips, grinding down on Shota's cock. Shota's blush has spread fully down his chest now, and Hizashi can't help but wonder if Shota is normally a full-body blusher, or if this is another effect of the aphrodisiac. It only takes a few more rolls of his hips before Shota is coming for a third time, his whole body shivering with the aftershocks. Reluctantly, Hizashi pulls off Shota's cock, trying to ignore how empty he feels as he does so. His neglected cock throbs, and it's so, so hard not to touch himself. He bites his lips so hard he almost draws blood, and reminds himself that it'll feel so much better to come when he's actually buried inside Shota. "Shota?" Hizashi says, reaching over to brush a few stray locks of hair out of Shota's face. A drop of sweat slides down the side of Shota's neck, and Shota shivers again, like he's feverish. "Shota, babe, look at me." Briefly, he wonders if the endearment is inappropriate for the situation. After all, he's just supposed to be helping out as a friend. But Shota responds, tilting his head slightly to blink at Hizashi. "Do you think you can manage two more?" Hizashi asks, cupping Shota's cheek and gently tracing his thumb over the scar there. "Because if this is too much, I can call one of the doctors and see if they can help you somehow." "No," Shota mumbles, leaning into Hizashi's touch. "I can do it." "Okay," Hizashi replies, taking a deep breath to steady himself. "Okay." Then he leans in to press a soft kiss to Shota's lips. Shota feels kitten weak against him, strung out and overstimulated. Shota kisses back, though, sucking on Hizashi's lower lip and letting out little moans when Hizashi manages to kiss him just right. Hizashi has to angle his hips away from Shota's body slightly, resisting the urge to just rub off against Shota's stomach. Shota's not exactly making things easy, though, trying to pull Hizashi in closer. "You ready for another round?" Hizashi asks, breaking the kiss. "Not really." Shota snorts, giving Hizashi a wry smile. "But it'll probably only get worse if we wait longer." "Hey, like I said, I can get a doctor if you don't want to do this anymore," Hizashi says, his lips turning down in a frown. As much as he wants to come, he's not about to put his own pleasure above Shota's well-being. "No," Shota replies, shaking his head slightly. "I didn't mean it like that. I want it, but it's just a lot." "All right, all right," Hizashi says, leaning in to press another light kiss to Shota's forehead. "You gotta tell me if things stop feeling good, though, okay?" "Yeah, fine," Shota huffs, sounding a little more like his usual self, which Hizashi finds comforting. Hizashi gives him one more short kiss before grabbing the bottle of lube and settling himself between Shota's legs again. Shota looks obscene like this, his hard cock lying heavy against his stomach, and his thighs spread wide. Hizashi feels a rush of heat flood his body in anticipation, and he fumbles with the bottle of lube, spreading more than he probably needs on his fingers. He tries to be careful as he opens Shota up, but it's a little difficult to be patient when he's so turned on. As he curls his fingers, he hears Shota's breath hitch and feels Shota clench around him reflexively. He repeats the motion, earning himself a muffled moan. And when he looks up, he finds Shota biting his lip in an attempt to keep quiet, an arm slung across his face like he's trying to hide. "Don't do that," Hizashi says, reaching up to run his thumb over Shota's lower lip, so he stops biting it. "I want to hear you." "It's fucking embarrassing," Shota mumbles, not quite meeting Hizashi's eyes. "It's hot," Hizashi protests, earning him a surprised look from Shota. "Just let me hear you." Shota looks at him for a long moment, but then gives him a little nod. Hizashi grins and focuses back on fingering Shota, pleased when Shota moans a little louder this time when Hizashi rubs up against his prostate. Finally, Hizashi removes his fingers and grabs a condom. As he pushes into Shota, it takes all the effort he can muster not to just start fucking Shota immediately. He feels so good inside, hot and tight around Hizashi's cock. Still, he manages to control himself, giving Shota a moment to adjust. "How are you holding up?" Hizashi asks, nuzzling against Shota's cheek. "Okay," Shota mumbles, clenching around Hizashi's cock. "Fuck," Hizashi mutters, fucking himself a little deeper into Shota reflexively. And Shota lets out a little snort that sounds remarkably smug. Well, two can play at that game. Hizashi starts fucking Shota slowly, trying to angle his hips to hit that sweet spot he'd found earlier. It only takes a couple of thrusts before he hears Shota's breathing hitch again. Shota's nails digging into Hizashi's back a little harder. Hizashi sets an almost painfully slow rhythm, sure that he'll come far too quickly if he fucks Shota hard and fast, like part of him desperately wants to. As he fucks Shota, he leans in to suck hickeys onto Shota's exposed neck, feeling Shota tremble slightly under his mouth. Shota's letting out little pants now with every thrust, rolling his hips reflexively and fucking himself down on Hizashi's cock, trying to increase the pace. Hizashi has to bite his lip and think of something disgusting so that he doesn't come right then and there. "Shota," he groans, his breath hot against the side of Shota's neck. "Fuck, I'm gonna come right now if you don't stop that." At that, Shota lets out a frustrated noise, but thankfully he stills his hips, giving Hizashi a moment to calm down, trying to ignore how badly he needs release. "Okay," Hizashi says, resting his forehead against Shota's and trying to regroup. "Okay, I'm going to start fucking you again while you jerk yourself off, and hopefully you'll come before I do. Sound good?" "I would honestly say just about anything to get you to keep fucking me at this point," Shota replies around heavy breaths. "Oh my god, you can't just say things like that," Hizashi groans, a rush of heat coursing through him. "Hizashi," Shota growls, frustration clear in his tone. All right, I'm going," Hizashi replies, shifting his hips a little before thrusting deep inside of Shota. He feels Shota snake a hand between the two of them to wrap around his own still hard cock, stroking firmly. After a few thrusts, though, Hizashi feels himself speeding up reflexively. Fuck, he can't do slow. Not right now. Decision made, Hizashi starts fucking Shota harder, more quickly. He hears Shota let out a surprised moan, but Shota doesn't protest, just strokes his own cock faster. Vaguely, Hizashi is aware of the bedframe squeaking as he thrusts hard and fast into Shota. Clearly, the hospital beds weren't designed with this sort of use in mind. Finally, Shota comes with a strangled moan, and Hizashi's own orgasm is triggered a moment later as Shota clenches down around him. Part of Hizashi just wants to pass out now, his whole body tingly and weak with pleasure. But Shota still needs to come one more time before this is technically done. So he carefully pulls out of Shota and wraps a hand around Shota's flushed cock. Shota lets out a sound that's as close to a sob as Hizashi's ever heard him make, overwhelmed and overstimulated. "Shh, hey, you're almost there," Hizashi murmurs, carefully maneuvering the two of them onto their sides, facing each other, and pulling Shota close. "Just a little more." Shota buries his face in Hizashi's neck, clinging to him in a way that's so desperate that Hizashi can't help but feel guilty about enjoying the situation, at least a little. He runs his free hand through Shota's hair soothingly, and uses the other to stroke Shota's cock at a steady pace. He can already feel his wrist starting to get sore, and he thanks the heavens that this will be the last orgasm he has to wring out of Shota. As hot as it is to see Shota desperate and overwhelmed, they're both starting to push against their limits. After a moment of consideration, Hizashi tugs on Shota's hair gently, tilting his head up, and kisses him. It's a soft, wet kiss, and Hizashi ends up doing most of the work. Shota's apparently too exhausted to do more than moan softly, when Hizashi kisses him just right. They kiss until Hizashi's lips start to go numb, and his wrist starts to ache from stroking Shota for so long. Finally, though, he hears Shota's breathing start to go ragged, his hips thrusting forward as he uses the last of his energy to fuck Hizashi's hand. "There you go," Hizashi murmurs, nuzzling against Shota's cheek gently and kissing the corner of his mouth. Finally, Shota comes weakly, only a tiny bit of cum dribbling out of the head of his cock. Thankfully, though, he doesn't stay hard this time. "Oh, thank God," Hizashi mutters, and Shota lets out a soft snort of laughter.
"I think that's my line,"
he drawls, giving Hizashi a tired smile.
"Yeah, probably," Hizashi replies. "Also, I'm pretty sure I'm going to pass out in a minute or two."
"Again, my line," Shota says, and his eyelids are already drooping. In the end, Hizashi doesn't get to respond, because the two of them both drift off before he gets the chance, still tangled up together. Hizashi gets kicked out of the hospital room a few hours later, when he wakes up again and alerts the medical staff to the fact that Shota's condition has been cured. He drives home in a daze, surprised to find that it's almost 6 in the morning, the sun just starting to peek up over the horizon. When he gets back to his apartment, the first thing he does is shower, scrubbing the cum, sweat, and lube off his body. Part of him feels a little pang of regret at getting rid of the only concrete evidence he has of the night's effects, and he wonders how he's supposed to get back to pretending he's not attracted to Shota after everything that's happened tonight. However, when he gets back out of the shower, he's surprised to find Shota in the living room, curled up on one side of the couch.
"Shota?"
Hizashi sputters, making Shota look over at him. "What are you doing here? Please tell me you're not..."
"No, the quirk's effects have fully worn off by now," Shota snorts. "Don't worry."
"Then why?" Hizashi asks awkwardly. A pang of worry hits him as he wonders if he'd overstepped his bounds at some point while helping Shota, and Shota's come to tell him off.
"I wanted to thank you,"
Shota says, standing up from the couch and making his way over to Hizashi. Hizashi can't help but swallow thickly as he sees that Shota's a little unsteady on his feet. Not in an injury way, but in the way of someone who's been thoroughly fucked.
"What are friends for?" Hizashi replies, his tone a little strangled.
He can't help but take a small step backwards as Shota advances on him, a certain look in his eyes that Hizashi can't quite interpret.
"Friends, really?"
Shota snorts, and when Hizashi tries to take another step back, he finds himself pressed up against the living room wall.
"I'm pretty sure friends don't fuck each other like that."
Shit, he is mad. Hizashi's about to apologize, but before he can, Shota's lips meet his in a brief, chaste kiss.
"Let me take you to dinner?"
Shota asks, his voice soft. And Hizashi stares at him for a moment, wide-eyed.
"To make it up to you."
"I'm pretty sure it's too early for dinner,"
Hizashi blurts out like an idiot. Shota gives him a flat look.
"But we could, take a nap? And then get lunch?"
Hizashi suggests, his face heating slightly.
"Unless you're really wedded to this dinner idea. Because I could..."
Shota cuts him off with another short kiss, and then says,
"Lunch sounds good,"
before heading in the direction of Hizashi's bedroom. Hizashi has honestly never been happier to just sleep with someone, instead of actually sleeping with them. The end.
Oh,
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!